A secure home. In Colossians 3 verse 2 we read, "Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth." While in Psalm 37 verse 25 we're told, "I have been young and am now old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread." How our hearts cleave to the dust of this world. How frequently we become unduly occupied with the things of this world. How we cling to the properties and possessions of this life. How we focus on the interests of this life at the expense of the life to come. Are your affections too easily taken up with the froth of this world system? Are you preoccupied with the goods that chain hearts to this realm? Are you choked with the junk and wares that demand your affection? It is true that all good gifts around us indeed are sent from the Heavenly Giver, and we thank Him for the day-by-day protection and provision that He affords us. But does this fluff and flitter claim our focused attention? And do we cling to them as our viable security? How we need to continually lift our hearts heavenward. How we need to look away from the world to the one who truly provides. How we need to focus our hearts on Him who is our provider. It calls for a deliberate act, a determined act, a purposeful act, an habitual act, where day by day we consciously, steadfastly, unfalteringly look to Him. Where we look to Him who is our all in all. Where we look to Him who is the Lord of glory. We look to Christ. We look to Christ alone. He will not fail you and He will not forsake you. I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor have I seen his seed begging for bread. We are called to live by faith. To live by faith and not by sight. To trust in the one who is to be trusted. We are also called to live a life of faith, a life that relies on Him, a life that trusts in His love, a life that submits to His commands, a life that yields itself entirely into His keeping. When we look beyond the things of this life, heaven becomes more real than earth. When we view the greater reality of the unseen things, eternity becomes more tangible than time. When we see the things that are invisible, the invisible becomes more perceptible than the observable. Had we but faith to look through the lens of Him who sees all, had we but ears of faith to hear His clear tones guiding our steps, would we doubt for a second the reliability of His word? He promised, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I go to prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you." When we can truly see Him who is invisible, loss of worldly things count as naught. When we can trust Him with every day of our life, lack of earthly comfort holds little dread. Afflictions are borne more easily. Temporary sorrows are made to work for our eternal enrichment. Short-lived discomforts and distresses are a springboard to heavenly joy. The world is dying. The world is doomed to destruction. The world is passing away as a vapour and holds no security. Beyond this passing scene, we have an enduring foundation, a steady rock, a safe stronghold, a secure resting place, an eternal city, whose architect and builder is God. A home is waiting for you. A place is reserved for you. A mansion is prepared for you. And I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That is a secure home.